Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM presents Reflections, hosted by Jorge Gonzalez, a fresh new way to look at events with our well-being in mind.
Welcome to Reflections, your host Jorge Gonzalez. You're going to hear a voice that's just like mine, so don't get confused. My guest today is Fernando. He's the third time, Fernando, my brother, third in the family. Fernando, welcome.
Thank you very much for inviting me. Three times, am I the most often?
You're in the running.
I'm in the running.
And Maritere. Now, Maritere, this is the first time. She's my fourth, and we're seven. I'm the oldest. Maritere is the fourth. Maritere, welcome to the program.
It's a pleasure to be here. It's my first.
And I have him here because we had a great activity on Friday with the founders of Tasis Dorado, and they are two of the four. And of course, because they're my siblings, they're the ones that are here. I did invite Frito, but he's not going to be able to make it. And there are actually four of them that were, I consider, the founders. And I kind of have with my brother and my sister, kind of the initial ones, which were Frito and Fernando, and then the second that all joined and were critical for this thing, the second was Luis Christensen, who's passed away, and Maritere, who joined very soon, but a little bit after Frito and Fernando kind of cooked up this thing.
It took me 3 years to convince her to go back into education. That was the hardest thing I had to do in the whole process.
One of the hardest things you've done in your life.
Probably.
So, buenos dias. It's kind of, we're recording this program. It's Wednesday afternoon at 1 o'clock, and Hector was a little worried about we have a lot of rain out there. And so some of the things we may say kind of apply to Wednesday, but I want to give you two things to contact me. First of all, I'd like to give you my telephone number, which is 939-333-1010. And then I've been mentioning and want to make sure you jot it down. I have a new webpage, which is Reflections by Jorge Gonzalez and, .com. So, put that down, get into the internet, and you'll be able to find, recordings of the recent programs. There should be about seven or eight, and pictures of the recordings as they come up. So you have sort of know a picture of the people that I have here in my program, my guests. And there you can contact me through that program, Reflections by Jorge Gonzalez, and a little bit more information on the program and on myself and sponsors who want to join me. So those are the two things that contact me. Okay, in terms of Tasis Dorado, I think we are all in this family very proud of Maritere and Fernando for their incredible critical role in this school that is celebrating now 20...
Next year, 25th.
25 years. I want to sort of give a little bit of the history, but I also want to tie down what the importance of education within this world, and we're educating a certain group of people to become leaders, and we have a vision, but we also within education there's a larger framework, and they've both been education all their lives. How it ties into the dealing with this polarization that we have this day and age, and the incredible violence that we have at all levels of both wording and not physical and emotional and financial, all the violences that we're seeing. And so I want to, within the framework of Tasis Dorado and what we're doing there, and I say we because I've been with the with the school from the beginning, in fact, before Maritere, because Fernando came to me, I'll never forget that day. We arrived in Logan Airport, and his two children were there, and he said, let them go in a separate car. I want to talk to you about something, and he talked to me about this possibility of starting this new school with Frieda Stube. That weekend, we put together a letter agreement, a draft, and lo and behold, it worked through. And also, when I say we, and then I've been on the board as a consultant, I think I've attended every meeting, I don't know, over all these mm-hmm. years. I've been on the board as a consultant and writing up the minutes. Maria Teresa, secretary, we put the minutes together for a long, long time. And so I say we. It's part of me also. So as I said, there are four founders. Let's talk a little bit, Fernando, of the vision when you got together with Frieda. Incidentally, I forget, there's another person of our family who was pretty critical in this, and that's Chrissy. Mm-hmm. Chrissy Gonzalez, the tennis player and then triathlon athlete. Chrissy was the one who told Frieda, who was thinking of this school, that Fernando could be a good critical person to come in and partner to come in because of his role with Tazi. So tell us, you know, in terms of your relationship with Frieda and the vision that you started with Tazis Dorado.
Well, the first thing is I knew Frieda from his many achievements and his developments in Dorado, but the key for me was meeting with him and with Priscilla over a Mexican dinner at Aurorita's, and I remember it like yesterday. They both were looking for a partner because they're developers and not in education, and they were looking for a partnership with some organization that could give the new school a brand and some credibility. Frieda has done very well always finding good partners, as he did with the Ritz-Carlton at Dorado Beach and many other associations he's had. So we hit it off because we both have similar values in terms of what we're looking for, traditional family values, conservative, his love of beauty and classical architecture also was very much a Tassis ethos. But we both found very quickly that what the purpose of a new school would be to provide an education for tomorrow's leaders in Puerto Rico, to give a huge vacuum that exists in our Western democracies, leadership roles, and educate people to become conscious and conscientious, I should say, world leaders, growing beyond our island. And of course, I had been with Tassis for nearly 50 years at that point, so it was a natural synergy between what he wanted to develop at his new development at Sabaneta, just outside of Dorado, to have a school. We both agreed that a school would provide an opportunity for families who wanted to live in Dorado but couldn't because education schools were not available. So changing second homes into first homes really became a major goal for Frieda, and the school was the vehicle for doing that. So I think we really combined on much of our interests. I obviously love the idea of doing something in Puerto Rico, where I was born and my family all lives. So it seemed like a natural fit, a very good fit. And Tassis has never had partners, by the way, up until that point. So it was a first. And interestingly, Fizz is not someone who likes to write anything down. It's for him, it was about a handshake. So you and I, George, working out a contract, if you will, an agreement or a letter of understanding, and taking it back to a very conservative foundation in Switzerland. Every time I'd go back, they say, "Well, do you have anything in writing?" I said, "No, I just have a handshake. That's all I have." And so finally, when I went back with this letter of intent, I think they saw that as long as that I was involved and my family was involved, their one criteria, their one limitation, and Mrs. Fleming said when I went to her, because the board was not interested. This was right after 9/11, by the way, and that takes a lot of guts to start a school in the middle of that 9/11 terrorist attack. And the board said, "No, I think we have to focus on our existing schools in Europe. We really can't support another school." And I went to Mrs. Fleming with my hope that she would see that what I was trying to do was something well worth doing. And she said, well, Fernando, if it's in your heart, you must do it. And forget what the board's telling you. I said I wouldn't do it unless I had her blessing, which was the other thing. And she says, not only do you have my blessing, she was 92 at the time. She said, if I was 10 years younger, I'd do it with you. So I think all the stars aligned. And, for me, it was a blueprint for how to start a school, and Mrs. Fleming's formula for starting a school. Find a beautiful place. Make sure you get real strong, passionate teachers who are role models for the students. Provide academic and extracurricular activities that stretches the students. But most importantly, make sure that the key ingredient, which is love, is and tender, loving care, is part of a school. So all of those ingredients were together. And as I said earlier, Maria Teresa was my biggest challenge to get her to come back into education. But she and Louis Christensen, who was my roommate at Harvard, who said he didn't want to work with board with parents, he didn't want to work with teachers, and he didn't want to work with parents. And I said, well, that doesn't leave much. And I thought,
didn't want to work too much with boards.
No, either. So Montessa was the link between all the things that Louis didn't want to do. He was an excellent administrator and an excellent headmaster because he had a vision that I think very much fit with the TASIS mold. And in fact, Fidia had approached him years earlier, and Louis said, it can't be done. It cannot be done. It's just too costly. It's too complicated to start a new school. And I'm glad we proved him wrong. And so Maria Teresa joined the team and with Louis, and that made what I call the dream team going forward, which is the other thing Mrs. Fleming said, I'll support you if you don't leave TASIS. So I had the best team possible here in Puerto Rico to start the new school.
And Mrs. Fleming, just for the background, was the founder, of course, of TASIS back in the 50s?
55, yeah.
55, and she started with 9 students. I think 3 of them were her children.
12, and 3 of them were hers. Yeah.
Okay, in Switzerland, she wanted to, in a beautiful place, and also a person you admire incredibly.
Very much so. In fact, she started a school. Switzerland, the women didn't have a vote then. So imagine a woman going into a country where the vote, the women couldn't vote, and getting financing for starting a school.
This is in Switzerland.
This is in Switzerland, yeah,
right.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Maria Teresa, as she, and I was in, and all that, I remember Fernando's frustration of convincing her. But so your story, you and Louis was really critical for you to join also. So it was a combination. But tell us your story, Maria Teresa. Maria Teresa, incidentally, was in education. She was a principal, Rosabel, and a teacher. And so this is what you've always wanted to do, right? Be a teacher, be in education. But tell us your story of how you got involved and why tell us your story.
Louis went to visit me at the bookstore because between my first educational institution where I worked and the American School of Switzerland, TASIS in Dorado, my husband and I were owners of a bookstore, and we had a cafe. So Louis went to visit me, and I looked at him, and I said, uh-oh.
But Fernando had already talked
to me. Fernando had spoken to me several times.
You were very reluctant at that moment. Okay.
Well, because education is not a 9-to-5 job or 8-to-5 job. I mean, it goes around the clock. It's very stressful. It takes an incredible amount of energy. And I was in my 50s. And in that time, 50s was like, you can get ready to retire. My husband was traveling the world, I have to say, and I wanted to go with him. My kids were already in college. So Louis said, let's just go visit the site so you see what it is that we're talking about.
But you came to TASIS England first, if I recall, or was that after?
After.
After, okay.
And by then, of course, I had read all of the literature, and I saw that our vision was very in tune with what I believed in. So on the way, Louis talked a lot about the school that we can create, that we can build. that we can form. My previous school had a tradition, and it had, you know, a culture and rules, and so did him in St. John's. And he said, you know, this is, we're starting on a, you know, an empty sheet of paper.
So he had retired from St. John's.
He had retired already.
So,
you know, we can write it and look, the goals that TAS is, you know, defends and is based on are very similar to, you know, what I think. So tell me what you want in a school. And I have always been concerned that, you know, the academics are the reason we exist. But I understand academics as the whole student. And and you need to have them motivated and happy and feeling, you know, that they're accomplishing something.
Comfortable, no?
For some students, that can come on the courts, you know, playing sports. And it gives them incredible status and connections, social connections. And for some, it can be theater or it can be music. But that's where a lot of schools cut their budgets. So here, I thought, you know, consistent with what Mrs. Fleming thought, the arts were incredibly important. And I just thought that was very, very attractive. And speaking with Fridel, who also went to visit me twice in the bookstore, he was definitely interested on entrepreneurship, and he was interested in technology and just being sure that our students were prepared for the type of jobs that they were going to assume. So I looked at it and I said, you know, this looks like, you know, an educational institution where I would be really proud to, you know, spend my years and be sure we left our mark there.
Okay, we got a minute left in the first segment, and when I think of Lewis, and I think the first motto we had in the school, excellence in a culture of kindness. When we come back, in terms of that statement, how that was developed and how critical is that in terms of the vision that Tasis Dorado is. So this is Jorge Gonzalez. This is Reflections, and my guest today, and we're talking about Tasis Dorado, are my brother Fernando and my sister Maritere Mato Santos. We'll be right back after the break, and we'll talk a little bit of the vision of Tasis and what has been accomplished and what the difficulties and the obstacles we've had and where we stand right now as we're just setting out forth on Friday. Very, very proud of it. So we'll be right back after the pause.